Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Popmore and edge defender Fran Davis, captain for the day as well for our little tri-tournament with Isle of Man and Stoke City. Stoke won in the end, but there was lots of good games and lots of good performances all round. Do you think you were tested too much by Isle of Man and Stoke individually?
I think it was a really good game for us. Obviously, we didn't know too much about Isle of Man, but with Stoke, obviously, with them being a high league, we knew it was going to be a tough test. But I think we definitely stepped up. We put a really good performance in and really happy with the way we played.
Yeah, it's obviously that Stoke was likely to be the trickier one, given the fact that they've got a Premier Division team, so that's all like two divisions above what we'll be playing in this season. Yeah. And you can see the way they held formations and they were on players quite a lot all the time. It must give you some things to think about there, Luke, for what we can possibly bring.
Yeah, like we wanted a really tough pre-season this year, and you know I think we've got it. And I think today was not taking nothing away from the Isle of Man. They were a tough side.
Yeah.
They were a really well-drilled side, and I think all in all, the situations and the scenarios we put ourselves in today we're going to learn so much from it. And you know, moving into next year, and also the confidence. Like we just drew 2-2 with a team that's one below the Super League. You know, finished fourth last year in their league. So take nothing away from us. We will gain a lot of confidence from this and the way we played. And some of the players in there are not happy the way they played, which shows again that we just drew 2-2 of them, but some players are still not happy with it. So the potential that we've got now and the stuff we can build on this will be will take us a lot further than what we expected.
Yeah, I think we were probably fairly on par with Stoke in the final in the first half, and I think we dropped a little bit in the first half of the second half, and I think some of our passing was starting to go a little bit astray. But I think they were pressing us a lot. They were pressing us quite hard as well, but it just shows what we can do. Coming back from 2-0 down with like 5 minutes to go,
and it's good for us to see that. I've never seen that really from our team before. It's good for me to see that. What have they got in the tank? What mentally can they deal with that? And I think once we got that first goal, there was a bit more belief in ourselves that we could go and get another one. And I think maybe given 3 or 4 more minutes in that game, it could have been a really tight ending. And I think we had the potential to go on and win it, which says a lot about ourselves that we're standing here and saying that we could have won a game against a team at that level. So yeah, I'm just happy with everything. I think the tournament went really well. It was organised really well. Everyone was bought into it. And it was just a fantastic day at the club.
Yeah, I mean, does it change anything for you? I mean, I know you've been captain a few times, but does it change anything for you when you are captain as opposed to just one of the squad and somebody else has got a bit more responsibilities?
I wouldn't really say that it changed my performance or like the way that I prepare for a match. I do think, obviously, you should play as though you're wearing the captain's armband, whether you are or you're not. I think everyone should step up to that level. So I don't think it really affects my performance, but obviously it is something massive. It's like you should be proud to wear the band, and obviously I was today.
Yeah, it's always good. So we've done pretty well so far. A nice little tri-tournament, although obviously the third game was a little bit turned into the final, because as we were both through. But there's still more good things to come. We've got Sheffield and Brighouse to come. Quite a few away games now, so we can test things in unusual surroundings.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to be tested this year. We know we've got a fantastic home here. We've got a great pitch here at Broaders Park. So I really thought pre-season would be good to try and get some away trips as well, to see how we deal with travelling and then playing. Sheffield next week, they've just got into the new national, the new championship, so they're a Super League team, so we're going to see what they're about, and again that'll be a great test for us. And Brighouse again is always a really competitive game, so the players are going to get tested this pre-season more than ever, and I think that's what we need ahead of the season we're going into.
Absolutely, that sort of bodes well to possibly get some good results, and possibly you never know, a trophy would be absolutely wonderful. Let's not try and go there, but you never know. They're always available, and we're going to give our utmost to try and bring on some more. So let's hope everybody turns up for our first away game of the pre-season next week at Sheffield.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yes, Sheffield. I said we'll post the details on Twitter, but it's at Sheffield United Academy. And again, that'll be a really good, really good game for the fans to watch. And yeah, it'd be grateful if everyone come and watch us.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Luke and Fran.
Cheers, Neil.
Thank you.